HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Purvanchal Expressway in Uttar Pradesh's Sultanpur district is the symbol of the state's development. Prime Minister Modi also said that it will strengthen its economy as he inaugurated the 341-kilometer road. Those who have any doubt about the capabilities of UP and its people should come to Sultanpur today to witness their strength, Prime Minister Modi said. Two terrorists of the Proscribed People's Liberation Army Manipur and Kanglei Park Communist Party have been arrested. They were arrested days after five soldiers, including an Assam Rifles colonel, his wife, and their 8-year-old son, were killed in an ambush. The Revolutionary People's Front claimed responsibility for the ambush along with the Manipur Naga People's Front. Assam Rifles said the two terrorists were arrested in joint separate operations with the Manipur police. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Kartarpur Sahib corridor will be reopened as decided by the Narendra Modi government. Shah said the decision would benefit a large number of Sikh pilgrims. He added it reflected the reverence of the Modi government towards Guru Nanak and the community. The visa-free 4.7-kilometer corridor connects the Indian border to Gurudwara Darbar Sahib in Pakistan. It was shut in wake of the coronavirus pandemic. China and the United States should respect each other, coexist in peace, and pursue win-win cooperation, President Xi Jinping has told his U.S. counterpart, Joe Biden. Xi said the two countries need to cooperate to respond to global challenges like climate change and the pandemic. Advancing global peace and development is the joint mission of Chinese and American leaders, Xi said. Veteran off-spinner Harbhajan Singh has backed India to beat New Zealand 2-1 in the three-match T20 series. Singh wished Team India all the best and hoped they win. Knocked out of the T20 World Cup after failing to make it to the semi-finals, India lost to New Zealand in their second match of the series. The last time India and New Zealand played a bilateral T20 series, the men in blue inflicted a clean sweep on the black caps in early 2020.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.